Come on.
Healing in the blood. We are free the blood.
say? You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
Good morning, everybody, under the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord has made, and what shall we do? What must we do? We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning all over God's land. We say thank you for joining us this morning at our executive meeting. And you already know where we make God our first priority, where we sit at the table in his presence, and we are fed the daily manna, and we share that daily manna and that water, that milk that leaves us never thirsty again. We have opportunities, we have choices, and this is a great choice. You've made a great choice to continue on morning after morning, to continue to joining our executive meeting, because as you see, it is a platform that God himself has ordained to put into a place where you're not forgotten, where you're sure. This is one of these situations where you know that you won't be, God will never leave you nor forsake you. When you are connected to a power source that's continuing to refuel you day after day, day after day. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, where you can see where God is moving in your life, where you can see where God does not want you to be in a place of failure, where you can see where God wants you to be in a place where you're prosperous. And how does he want you to be in that place? He's placed you in a platform. He's giving you opportunities to come into a place, to be in his presence, to be in one accord with him. No matter where you're at in this world, right now, we are on one accord in the presence of the Lord, with an expectation, with a boldness, with an assurance that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, because we are connected to God. So again, good morning, Minister Chiquita, will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. And once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's truly an awesome thing for you to tune in with us today. We thank you so much. We thank you, God. Oh God, for the power which you've given us, oh God, the strength, oh God, and the mercy, God, that you've given us, oh God, and the salvation that you put all over our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Today, oh God, when we walk out boldly, oh God, with the strength that you are working in our life, oh God, knowing that we have a strong relationship with you, oh God, that we are continually, God, building this relationship with you, oh God, through fellowship and love, through prayer and fasting, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for being connected to you, God, knowing that there are endless possibilities, God, being connected to you, oh God. There is strength with you, oh God. There is love with you, oh God. There is peace with you, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us. Thank you, God, for giving us Christ over us. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our life, oh God. The things that you're doing, God, the manifestation, God. We thank you, God. The clearing of our spirit, God. The clearing of our mind, God. The clearing of our soul, oh God. We thank you, God. For we continue to be connected with you, oh God. We, God, will not carry in the spirit of us. We, God, will not walk away from the cross, oh God. We will not lay down, God, over the job, oh God. Lord, the thing that you have us to do, oh God. We continue to do it 24 hours, 7 days a week, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. And we continue to walk, God, and do your work, oh God. Thank you, God, for the that you're giving us. Thank you for the men and women, God, that's bringing forth the information, God, and giving us the knowledge that's born into us, God, so we can get it right, oh God. We can get it right with you, oh God, no one else. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As we go out today, oh God, we will be joyous, oh God. For this is the day, God, that you made, God. And we shall back in it joyfully, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As we walk, God, today with you, oh God, that we can even keep our head held high, oh God. We know you are doing all things, oh God, and you are rectifying all things that are wrong. And you are putting things in place for us, God, before we even get there. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. For this divine connection with you, oh God, that we know, God, all things are well. All things are well. God, all things are done unto you, oh God, because under the heavens, God, all things belong to you. We thank you, Jesus Christ, in your name, God, forevermore. It's you, God, we love. In Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Lord. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Tequita, for that prayer. So on today, we're going to talk about intimacy in partation. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is being connected with God. Sometimes I know that me, myself, I have to be reminded where my source is, who my source, and where everything comes from. I have to be reminded that without God, that I'm nothing. Without God, anything. Without God, I cannot be successful. Without God, I cannot prosper. Without God, as I clearly stated, that I am not. So we're going to talk about being connected to God. And the first thing I must say to you is that it's impossible to have a connection with God without trust. You already know that it is impossible to have a connection with God without trust. And I, this is something that was taught to us some time ago, but as I stated, sometimes God will quicken us to go back and to review things. This is why I tell people it is so important when God is speaking through, whether it's the prophet, whoever he's using at that time, for you to take notes, because you never know when he's going to tell you to go back. Sometimes the going back is not to hinder you. The going back is to let you know that I want you to be successful. I want to pull you forward. I notice that you're still in the same place. I notice that you still got some things going on, and that you have forgotten that you need me. I am the connection. You have forgotten that I am God all by myself. So I just want to quicken you a little bit to let you know that I am the connection. And if you go with me to John 15, verse 4, it says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Have you ever seen a fruit? This is a question. Have you ever seen a fruit grow apart from the vine or plant to which it was attached? I give you a second. Because no matter where you're at in this world, on this line at this point in time, there's trees, there's plants, you're seeing things grow. Have you ever seen the manifestation with it being not attached? Have you ever seen that? As a servant of Jesus, the same is true for you and I. Unless we stay in his presence, whoever it is, we are not going to grow. We will not grow our fruit. We are the fruit. We will not grow. We will not. The word abide means to dwell, to take up residence. Allow Jesus, that's what I we want to speak about today, to take up residence in your life, just as the vine is the source of nourishment and wealth for the fruit. Jesus is our source of life. He is our cultivator. He is what we need in order for relationships to grow, in order for businesses to continue to grow, in order for whatever, whether it's your marriage, whether it's, like I said, failed relationships, whether it's just your day-to-day situations, whether it's whatever it is. I can sit here and give a multitude of things, but what we need to understand is that connection that we must, let's go with the word must, mandate it. We must have that relationship. We must be connected to God in order for you to have any type of successfulness. And one thing about God, the scripture says, and I want to go back, let me, because I'm going a little too fast. I get sometimes ahead of myself when I know the manifestation, when somebody imparts something in my life and I grasp hold to it, I sometimes go too fast. I sometimes get ahead of myself because I'm excited, because I know that I may not know my final destination, but I've had some destination, some things that was put before me, and I got to that destination. I put some things, I asked for some things, I needed some things, but I realized that I had to go back. And that's why I tell people, it is so good. I'm talking to everybody under the sound of my voice from wherever you're at, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in South Africa, Asia, Egypt, Jamaica, New York. It is so good to be connected, thank you, Holy Spirit, to a teaching, a church that's going to teach you, a church that's going to give you the unadulterated word. And I'm not, that's a whole nother segment, but I will say this. So many people in life, they say what they want. They get the people get on the pulpit, say what the congregation want to hear, because they're worried about the numbers. But when God is in the mix, when you are connected to God, you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because that's what it means to be connected. To be connected is to be led, to be guided, to realize that you can't do anything by yourself. But first of all, in order for you to get there, you have to, one, trust yourself first. And we spoke a little bit about that on yesterday. So it's no need to linger on there today. That what needs to be known today is that without being attached to the vine, that there's no succeeding there. And if it is, it's a temporary succeeding. And what God wants for us is, just like he's an eternal God, he wants us to have everything that he predestined for us to have, everything that he placed us at. We can keep going over and over and over. He knew us. He knew exactly. But also, we know that we have to have trust. We know that we have to depend on the Lord. We have to be connected. But that's where your faith come in as well. Because without faith, you cannot continue to move either. Because in every movement, every step, there is an uncertainty there. There is an uncertainty there. And you have to be into a place where you're willing to go into things blindfolded, take that leap going into it blindfolded, but then you shouldn't have to worry, because we go back to the connection. We go back to the connection. We go back to the fact that I trust you, Lord. No, so no matter what it is, and see, it can't be a little faith, I trust you. It can't be a trust you, Lord, because you prayed for something and the manifestation came forth. It got to be that, trust you, if something happens to me today, that I'm praying to you that it's whatever takes place, I know that because I am in your will, that God is going to bring me through, that you're going to bring me through, whatever the situation is. We have to know that we have to lean on God in order for us to do things, that we have to do our part. God is going to always do his part if that's who you're trusting in, if you're connected to the vine. If you're connected to the vine, the different things that go on in your life, you don't have to worry about it. Because, see, one thing about that vine is going to continue to grow. That vine is going to continue to keep moving on to the next step. That vine is going to stay. If you stay connected to the vine, you are going to surely be successful. You are surely going to be in a place where God wants you to be. Because if you go back, and I'm not going to quote the scripture, but if you go back to Jeremiah 29:11, which is a scripture that I stand on, that lets me know that God has good plans for me, plans not to fail, but plans to be successful. Even with Joshua, when Joshua was Moses' assistant, Joshua had to be taught different things. Joshua was thrown in a situation, but he was not thrown in that situation by himself, because God told him, don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed, because I am with you. He said that I am with you. So with him letting Joshua know, I am with you, that gave Joshua the courage. That gave him the understanding, the knowing that no matter what this situation, whatever lies ahead of me, I know that God is there with me. I have my connection. I have my power source. I have my leader, my God, who's already went before me. All I need to do is make sure that I'm staying in the will of God. Make sure that I'm doing the things that God will have me to do. Make sure that I'm not letting anything or nobody separate me from God. And that means sometimes that we have to throw off excess baggage. When I'm throwing off excess baggage, especially anything with my hands, I'm getting it out the way, because I need my hands to praise the Lord. I need my hands to flail as how I want to. So because I'm grateful that I was taught, not just told, I was taught to listen to the words that's coming, the words that I'm choosing to say this morning that I know that's acceptable to God. I was taught people to sit and see you out there in the ocean all by yourself, not knowing that you're in a place of drowning. But when they see you, when God shows them that this person may have a little disconnection right now, but I don't want to let this person just stay right where they're at. I want you to teach what is needed to be taught so they can understand and know that without me, they're nothing. That's how serious and that's how deep it is. We have a tendency to look at things on the surface. But I want to tell you all this before I turn it over to our very own Apostle Daniel, that God is a deep God. God is an internal God. You may see things on the outside, but just know he also does things too. He cleans us up internally. He cleans us up internally so there's nothing that's going on that would separate us or that would put us in a place where we are disconnected. But we're in a place where we just keep holding on no matter what our situation is. But it goes back to that trust. It goes back to that faith. And it also goes back to believing. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. How you doing? Amen. You there, Evangelist?
Great. I'm here,
okay,
Apostle.
Okay, there you go. Okay, great. You're going in and out. You know, God bless everyone that is listening. It's a blessing. You know, this topic is very a very special topic. This topic is really dealing with your foundation of your Christian walk. It's your foundation. And how your foundation begins to construct itself, that is what you're going to build on top of. You got to understand, everything gets built on top of something. The question is, what is your life or what is you built on top of? There's a lot of things that in the body of Christ that where I notice that they don't give a breakdown to. They just tell people this stuff, but now the question is how? You know, I found out majority of them really don't know how they self. They just really don't pick up a lot of talk and a lot of speech, and I heard a lot of people minister a certain phrase and a certain cliche and all this kind of stuff here, and it's kind of leaving a lot of people out hanging. I taught on this series once before, and I'm going to teach on it again, and I really, it's going to be a spare notice. I'm just going to send out a message, and I'm on, and it's really pertaining to how to build a relationship with God. So I really bring in a lot of understanding for people to really have a understanding to have a healthy relationship with God. Believe it or not, it's a handful in the body of Christ that really has a healthy relationship with God. Majority of the people have a belief. It's a difference now. You can believe in something, but you don't really have a relationship in it. And you got to understand that. A lot of people have a belief, but they really doesn't have a quality relationship with God. Now, understand this. It's different types of relationship. Some relationship that that many people have, some relationship is relationship that's my associate. We have associate, that's associate relationship. It's not a relationship that you hold close to you. It's not a relationship that is in your core. It's not a relationship that you can really depend on. That's just a person that you call your associate. Then you have a relationship that you have with your parents. You got a mother relationship. You got a father relationship. Now, all the time, them two relationships are equal because it depends how you've been raised. It depends who's been in your life. It depends on what things that transpire, how the relationship or the health of that relationship could go. You could begin to have a deeper relationship with one than you have with the other, you know. So that is possible. So we got to understand how these things are developed so we can really have and pinpoint a healthy relationship with God. The first thing that I taught the ministry, especially the ones that are going to be doing some teaching, you better listen up. I'm giving you a review right now. The first thing is attraction. What brought you to the place to where you want to be saved? What drew you to the place to where you're ready to accept the Lord as your personal Savior? What drew you to that point of salvation? What drew you to that point? What is the attraction? What attracted you to the Spirit of the Lord? Was it somebody's testimony? Well, are you in some trouble or you need God to bail you out? What attracted you or drew you to the things of God or to the Spirit of the Lord? It's no different than a relationship out here in this world. What drew that individual to you? Many of you, some of you are married, some of you not in marriage, some of you are in relationship with another partner. Something attracted you to that partner that drew you to where you want to learn more about them. You want to know more about them. It's something about that individual that you want to know more about because you're looking at that individual qualities for a relationship with. Amen? You're looking at them as a quality for a relationship with. You got some people just searching for a sugar daddy. You got some people just searching for what you could do for me. You got some people searching for another person to have in their back pocket to pay their bills. Well, do you believe? Do you understand? Now, I ain't going to say do you believe. Do you understand? It's people in the kingdom, people in the body of Christ doing the same thing with that, looking for the same thing with God. You know, so many people built their relationship or begin to find attraction because they're in trouble. They need God to bail them out. They don't turn to everybody else, and they don't do everything else, and they can't find nothing else to help bail them out. So now they go and try to get a believe God, I don't know, and to bail them out. A lot of times that is not genuine. Amen? That's not genuine because the moment they get bailed out, guess what? They go back. They go back to their other relationship. Amen? They go back to their other partner that who they are truly in love with. Amen? And that could be their self. And that could be drama. That could be foolishness. That could be mess. Amen? They'll go back to that mess because that's where their true love lies at. Amen? That's what they're searching for. That's what they really want. They just need somebody to get them out of their situation that they are in. So the question is, how did you build your relationship? Amen? Because at the end of the day, what attracted you about God? Is it he's a healer and you need a healer? Is it he's a blessing and you need a blessing? Is it you heard somebody say he's a he supplies all your needs and you in a place to where you're in a place to where you need needs to be met? Amen. Them type of people, 9 out of 10, once everything is made good with them, they split. Amen. Once they must get into a certain bracket financially or they gain a couple of things, guess what they do? They split. Amen? Because their relationship wasn't built on who that individual is. Amen? Or are. Amen? So you got to understand that. If your relationship is not built in a relationship because you just love that individual, everything else is going to get ready to fail. It's going to get ready to fall. Now we're getting into to build it with the Lord. So now whatever attract you, whatever, now you need to take time to quote God. Amen? It's just no different than a natural relationship to where two individuals, they go out and they quote each other. They go to the movies. They go to different things. They go and do different things. They be on the phone. Hey, boo, I love you. I love you too. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All that good stuff. Amen? That y'all do in courtship. Amen? Oh, I just been thinking about you all day. You come around, I get butterflies. All that good stuff. Amen? So you're going through courtship. And in courtship, what you're building, you are building a depth of love. You are building love. Amen? It ain't about being attracted because you already got that out the way. I like you, like me. I find you attractive. Ooh, I find you sexy. All that good stuff. We already got that out the way at the beginning. Amen? So now we're quoting each other to do what? I want to learn more about you. I want to know about you. I want to know who you are. I need to know who you are. You're fine and everything, amen, but I need to know who you are, amen? You're good. So, other words, now the attraction that will draw you to God, you can look at it, everything checks out, but God, I don't want you for that. I need to know who you are. So now you start building a relationship through courtship. And through courtship, this is where love and trust begin to be developed. This is where things begin to build. This is where you find out who that individual are. So you got to give it time. So many people try to rush into this thing. Oh, yeah, I'm sold. I'm good. I'm sold out. All this kind of stuff here. No, you got to give courtship time because God want to prove to you what you heard about him, if it's true or not true. God want to prove to you who he is to you. God want to prove to you what the scripture declares about him. He want to prove to you. That way, nobody can come up and tell you about your boo in your house. I'm going to say that again because I felt that in my little shanana. Nobody can tell you about your boo that is laying up or you is doing for in your house because you know what's in your house and you know what time it is with your boo. Somebody can come up, anybody can come up and tell you all this nonsense about your God, all this nonsense about your faith, all this. No circumstances could come in your life and get your faith withered. No circumstances to come in your life to make you throw in the towel, make you quit, make you run around here telling myself, nah, y'all, I can't do that because I'm church hurt. These folks out here ain't right. I'm just church hurt. Baby, at the end of the day, your relationship was built up with people. It wasn't built up with God. So how can the church, my God, how can the God that governs and is the church come and hurt you? No, you church hurt. No, you ain't church hurt. You people hurt. You are people hurt. Because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, people that is makes up the church. So the question is, did your relationship been identified by people because you've been trying to have a relationship and believe what everything that somebody comes out of their mouth about the relationship you building? Let me pause for that for a second. Amen. You building and they telling you about your man. You building. He supposed to be in you. You know, you supposed to be in him. They telling you about your man, and they telling you how you could need to live for your man, and they telling you what you need to do with your man, and they telling you how you need to do it with your man, how you need to talk to your man, how you need to do this for your man. What kind of nonsense is this? And now when it doesn't work, now your whole relationship is shattered. I don't want to do it. That stuff ain't real. Now you want to go and try to find another faith. Now you need to go and try to, you go and search for other stuff because your relationship really wasn't authentic. You were just putting on the front. Everybody could talk a good game, but can you walk it? Don't come and bring that talk game over here to ADM because at the end of the day, I don't get excited about your good talk game because, I could tell you some deep stuff about theology and we could get into that all day. But the question is, can you live it? Amen? I'm about done. I'm going to get ready to end it. Amen? So now you got a courtship. You're building. This is where trust is beginning to grow and being built. This is where love is begin to grow and to be in built. Why? Because in the midst of courtship, when you start revealing you don't strip yourself naked, my God, once it's time for us, it's time for you to say, okay, God, I'm ready to be committed with you. Then all of a sudden, you put all this on God. Boom, here come all my skeletons. No, all your skeletons should have came out in courtship. You should reveal who you are through courtship. You should have stripped yourself naked. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I had bad experience. I'm hurt. I've been ran over. I can't forgive. I got bitterness in my heart. This is who I am. So I bring this baggage to the table. Now the question is, are you going to run or are you going to stay with me? Are you going to help me through this or are you going to go ahead and give me up? Everybody could roll with the whining and dining. All the wine, hey, boo, yeah, you're looking good. You keep it up. Yeah, you stay encouraged now, boo. Okay, I'm going to see you. When I get on my lunch break, I'm going to give you a call. But what about when you have a psychotic episode because you can't take too much of life? What about when you got skeletons in your closet, amen, because you still have not got over the molestation? You still have not got over being raped? What about the trauma that you don't took through domestic violence? What about, see, this stuff has to come out. And many people try to guard this stuff, and over time, they want to go ahead and issue God what they want to issue to him. No, baby, we don't do that like that. We don't come and bring surprises. Then when the relationship get in trouble, now you want to look at everybody. What are y'all doing? First of all, you brought this nonsense to the table that we ain't signed up for. Amen? You should have, my God, before we said I'd do in a committed relationship, first let me see what we're dealing with and make that decision after that. Amen? And this is where love and trust begin to build. Many of you haven't fallen in love with God, and you're trying to figure out what's going on because you never revealed your nonsense to him and so he can help you through your nonsense. Pause that right there. Amen? How can we build a true love relationship? How can me and my wife build trust and a true a relationship that is godly love, how can we build that off of lies and hiding and being deceptive of who we are? Because you probably have shame, I just don't feel like it. No, you got to strip yourself naked. The scripture declares, strip yourself naked. And many of you having a hard time stripping yourself naked because you ain't used to it, because you didn't come in the relationship stripping all of who you are. You got to reveal who you are for the relationship become healthy. He want to show you that he's a healer. He want to show you that he's a deliverer. He want to show you that he's a provider. He want to show you. And many people, things happen in people's life, and people say, well, God did it. Baby, God ain't did that. No, you just, that's a life law. Some of you are experiencing a life law. Amen. What is life law? Well, you get a job, you get a check. I'm going to pause that right there. You get a job, you get a check. My God, once you get a check. Sometimes God will open the opportunities to give it. Sometimes it was just through your perseverance and you got it. That sometimes it's just through your perseverance. Amen. Things can happen. Things will happen because scripture declares what profit a man to gain the whole world. So in other words, things can happen to you in this world. You know, you apply certain skill set, you apply certain things, you can begin to get certain things. That doesn't mean God was behind it. You got to understand that. That doesn't mean God's behind it. Baby, when God behind it, and I'm going to leave this right here. When God behind it, you don't have no drought season. Regardless if they give you a pink pass and say the job is closing, God got something else for you. Why? Because he's a provider. My God Almighty, when you need him to step in. When God do it, amen, you don't go and talk about I'm in a recession. You won't never know that it was a recession hit the world because at the end of the day, God is the way maker. And regardless of what, he already said he's my keeper. Y'all about to hear me. When God do it, my God Almighty, it doesn't matter what the doctor said. It doesn't matter what the odds in your life that looks like, because at the beginning of the relationship, he already showed you that I am a healer, that I am a keeper, that I will keep you through sickness, through health. I will keep you through ups and downs. I will keep you. When God do it, y'all about to hear me up in here. When God do it, you don't have to worry about where you're going to stay. You don't have to worry about if I don't keep this, I'm going to get a revenge. Then he say, I'm your shelter. I'm your shield. I'm the one that take care. When God do it, I want to tell somebody, when God do it, I'm not talking about when you do it. When you do it, you'll lose. But when God do it, baby, you don't have to worry about the repo man picking it up. Next time you call the car dealership, they'll tell you, well, no, I hear what you say, but somehow it's done been paid off. We already sending your title. I'm prophesizing to somebody. We already sending your title in the mail. Baby, when God do it, he will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't understand about these Christians. I'm just going through, Pastor. I'm just going. What do you mean you're going through? And you with the provider? What do you mean you're going through? You with the healer? Baby, get up and take up your bed and walk. I'm out of here. Back to you, evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm like, I don't know if y'all never see that where Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson just eating the popcorn. It is nothing else to be said. The word of God has came through. You should be up on your feet right now just thanking him, just praising him, just giving him everything, because I know where I'm at right now. I'm like a little child, just can't sit still because the word of God came through. He's that the word of the God used Apostle Temple to bring a powerful message this morning. And guess what? Some doors was unlocked for somebody. That's why he was able to end it with the prophecy. So I'm going to sit and tell you because I need to get up off the phone. I got to go. I got to dance. I got to shout. I got to run because I know who my provider is. I know who my healer is. I know who God is. And I realize that without him, I cannot do anything. I must stay connected to the vine. I must do it. It's no, and do it with no apologies. So what I'm going to sit and say to you, I'm going to end it like this before I end it. I'm going to tell you to have a beautiful day because that's what I truly want you to have. I want to tell you to stay connected with the Lord. I hear you, Apostle. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
No, I'm just
come
saying
on,
amen
Apostle.
To you.
I know it's something.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to do a teaching. That way we have more time and go into depth. But I'm just saying amen to you. And this is my whole method that I deal with our church. And I deal with leaders of the church. I don't smother them. I don't smother our leaders. I make sure that if something is error, I recorrect them. Because at the end of the day, they don't need to be developed by pastor fingerprint. They need to be developed by the Spirit of the Lord. So it's our job as leaders and as some pastors or wherever on the line, it's our job as pastor and leader just keep them into that that space. And if they walk outside of that border, it's our job to put them back in. It's not our job to try to program people for our needs. That's why, you know, certain people that God has assignment for me, I make sure I fulfill that assignment. But other than that, you know, I got assignment for a lot of people, you know, especially everyone in ADM is assignment for. But certain people God have me to work close with than certain individuals, than it is with certain individuals. Because at the end of the day, they don't need pastor fingerprint. And they don't need to have a natural relationship with pastors. Because everything that they need needs to be developed with the Lord. And there's so many people can get focused on man to where they don't have enough focus on the Spirit of the Lord. And that's something that how you be developed with the relationship with him ministry-wise, naturally, everything needs to be developed with the handprint of the Spirit of the Lord upon your life. It's my job to give you that boost, to push you, to get you out there. And it's your job to seek the Spirit of the Lord, amen, so you can keep on doing what you do. This is how you develop your own healthy relationship with God. And one thing that I truly know, and this is what people got to understand, many people have different relationships. My house and how my house is structured, my relationship with God in my house, your house could be different. Many folks can say, well, all of the same. Well, the end result is the same. But how we got there probably be different. Because why? We different people. We got different personality. You know, we take different things. You know, what my weakness might not be yours. Your weakness might not be mine. So we totally different. So how somebody get there? And it just irritates my spirit when folks begin to try to train people in, begin to try to control people on how their life and their relationship, what needs to be. Now, that's for them. People need to develop their own relationship. At the end of the day, how they, the end result is going to be the same. It's going to be the same as my end result. But we'll get there, probably be two different roles and two different journey, because the Bible declares as this, you got to take up your own cross. You got to walk your own journey. You have your own role that you got to go. But at the end of the day, the end destination, we all going to get there at the end point. He's a healer. However you get your healing, you get it. You know, I get my healing. At the end of the day, we got our healing. He's a deliverer. However it takes you to get your deliverance, at the end of the day, we got our deliverance. That's what matters. Folks, get out of these people's lives trying to control them. Get out of people's homes, amen, especially if God ain't assigned you to it for the season to help raise individuals for a purpose or for a season, amen. Get out of these folks' lives, amen, and let folks live their life with the Lord, not with you, amen, not with you, because God don't need you, amen. He's just using you. He's using you for his purpose. At the end of the day, he don't need you to be the middleman for his relationship. That's what the whole purpose Jesus walked was, to remove the middleman. And the middleman was the priest. He had to remove the middleman and tell the people, y'all can get to the Father on your own. And they felt some type of way because they felt like he was blaspheming them because they was the chosen and they didn't realize that they were fire in Malachi. Hey, man, I'm getting into a whole nother depth of teaching. Back to you, Evangelist. I'm out.
All I'm going to say is stay tuned with the dot. Listen, ADL loves you, but God loves you more. I got a big Kool-Aid smile on my face. I'm just thankful. I just love it when the Holy Spirit stirs something up, and then you know that by the end of it, you may not know. You may not know. That's where it comes to, when you trust and that trust come in. You may not know where it's going to go, but God is sitting sub somebody else and say, you come on in. That's where the planting the seeds and all of that come into play. So I'm just so grateful this morning that I listened to the Holy Spirit, because I needed to be blessed this morning. And I know that you and everybody that was under the sound of our voice, you got something out of this morning. So what I'm going to do is ask you to go and share it. Go and share the information that you got this morning. Go and let them know. I might get in trouble, but I'm going to use my apostle word. A bobblehead teacher taught y'all something this morning. It might have been in a short time span, but I'm going to sit and tell you, God put what needed to be heard today. That's where that daily manna comes in. So we invite you to come back on with us tomorrow morning with the Stay Tuned. But bring some people with you, because I just know that God has something to say, because there's so much going on in the atmosphere right now, just not in these United States of America, everywhere. I said the atmosphere. And God is ready to speak to you. He's ready to teach you. He's ready to guide you. You just need to be in a place of receiving. So we leave you this morning. We tell you to peace be unto you. Have a great day. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. And we will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.
The Shaw Tower.